Oh shit, you thought we was done, didn't you? Another episode of the Perfectly Balanced Podcast is here. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Season 3, back better than ever. If you want to get in on the conversation live, you can join us now on Facebook, Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube for the live taping of the Perfectly Balanced Podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Join us to get in on the conversation. A new episode of the Perfectly Balanced Podcast starts right now.
We back.
Yeah.
It's the Perfectly Balanced Podcast. And it's me, the new DJ, KG, up in the building. What y'all up to?
I thought this is any.
It is,
but it's. I thought it was going to go straight to it, but it didn't. Okay.
It's the remix.
That's okay.
We don't want to get copyrighted here, hey. But we're going to stop it right now.
Man, that's like the crumping anthem. Like.
All right, Rob, get this thing off.
Yes, sir. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back to an all-new episode of the Perfectly Balanced Podcast. This is the Pamela Brown people having good conversations over here. I'm your host, Rob. Who else we got in the building?
Yo, it's me, your neighborhood DJ, KG, a.k.a. Dr. Graves, no PhD. We in the building. Well, I'm dropping bars all day today.
Facts.
Ooh-wee.
Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, me and KG today doing our thug fizzle. All right, we'll get right into it.
Yeah, and got the sound effects, live in effect.
Yes. I need y'all to like vote on better DJ.
Wow.
Oh, somebody gonna be butthurt at the end of this, but it's all good.
It's all good.
Oh my gosh. Chef said round 2 facts. We had to come back, you know what I'm saying?
There we go. Now I can see it. Now I can see the comments.
Yeah. We had to, you know, we play as fuck up, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the building, doing it the right way. All right. So let's get right into it. First things first, man, we have to talk about this Florida shit. What is going on with Florida? Okay. Florida, man.
That's what we do.
Like the first, it was the long time ago with the bath salt, the zombies and all that other shit. And you know what I'm saying? You had killings in nightclubs and all like. Florida's been fucking up for a very long time.
Always.
To add to that streak of fuck-ups, Florida gives the first approval for a bill created to shield white people from discomfort and guilt when speaking about a racist past. I'm gonna read you. This is what the part of the bill reads, because the headline says one thing, but you naturally think, oh, that's misleading, it could be, you know, misconstrued or something else. I'm gonna tell you exactly what the bill me. Make sure I get this, I'm gonna say this correctly, right. It says an individual by virtue of his or her race or sex does not bear responsibility for actions committed in the past by other members of the same race or sex. An individual should not be made to feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his or her race. That is what the bill states.
So I think what it's trying to say, It's well, okay. How can I say this? What it actually means?
I don't know.
What the bill means? What the bill means one thing, but it's not really what it's created for. And that's what that article said, is to protect white people from feeling guilt from being racist in the past. And it's to protect businesses and schools from that, you know, to from being, okay, why?
Telling them about themselves?
Why do you got to make a law to protect yourself from feeling guilty for some shit that you didn't even personally do?
Here's even more, so, here's the even more fucked up part about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're making bills. I'm gonna get you in Congress and the House and all of this shit. They're making bills to protect everybody else except us.
Exactly.
Why? Exactly. I could, because how in the hell are they, whether they're making this bill for to protect or whatever.
Well, okay, so the actual wording, that's what I mean. The wording of that bill doesn't blatantly say it's just for white people. They say anyone who from any race.
But naturally, who has oppressed every kind of culture in this entire planet? Who?
The Anglo-Saxons.
Exactly. So why is it that we made a bill to protect the oppressors for taking accountability, then protecting the oppressed?
Well, okay, so perfect example, and here's the reason why. They are starting to receive backlash, start to see hate, lose their jobs for being racist.
Oh no.
You're starting to feel the real effects, and now they actually got to come out with a bill, like, okay, bar businesses and schools,
you know,
from
what?
Making it feel discomfort or guilt about race. So but this is what the real thing, what it's about. This is kind of counteracting what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, and it's the critical race theory.
That's exactly what it's going towards.
Yeah, because it specifically targeted businesses and schools. And critical race theory, it's supposed to teach, hey, you're supposed to feel guilty about what white people did to African Americans and Native Americans. Long time ago. I mean, that's what one way people are spinning it, but I don't think that's the overall premise of critical race theory. But that's the end goal, honestly.
I don't feel like there
in
should,
a way, yeah.
I don't think that there should be anything that says that you should feel guilty for said thing that ancestors did.
Exactly.
I don't think there should be. However, mm-hmm. I preface that by saying that doesn't mean you don't need to hear about it.
Exactly.
So I can't control how you feel about your ancestors' history. I can't. Yes. All I can tell you is that what I know, this is what they did.
I don't think they should take the name out of critical race theory completely and just put history.
Yes.
Just change the way that you teach American history,
and but we've
get
never,
all inclusive.
We've never That's taught, it. Never taught true history. Ever.
But okay, but the thing of critical race theory, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, was okay. There are some people that don't know that certain things that they do is borderline racist, and they don't have no clue whatsoever about it, because one, they never grew up around a multi-diverse people, and they just don't know, so they need to be taught. Again, I don't think it should be taught at school. I think there's more things that are more important to teach a kid at school, especially in elementary. Maybe this is something that should be taught at a higher education,
high school, college level. It should damn sure be
taught. Like college, damn sure it should be. because if for you to be a functioning member in society, you need to be aware of, especially in America where it's a melting pot. Mm-hmm. In other countries, they don't have this problem because you have to simulate.
It's one race.
Yeah. Well, not really, but
not one, but
if I were to live in freaking China, I have to assimilate to Chinese customs.
The Chinese, how they run.
Like, I can't just go over there and be like, hey, you know, this is what I do. I'm not used to this. Like, we don't give a fuck.
That's what the Anglo-Saxon.
Don't take your shoes off when you come into my house. I'm not used to taking my shoes off when I come into a house. Well, I am, but I mean, most Americans aren't used to that.
But see, that's literally
cultural differences.
We stay, but see, we try to do that same thing here. We're like, you know, you have people who are like, this is America, Jack, speak English. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not
that simple. America would totally have to change its ideals in order for that to actually work. Like, if you're in America, you speak English, because most countries, wherever you're from, like if you go to Japan, don't speak Japanese, you're gonna have a hard ass time because not a lot of people speak English.
True.
Even though it is taught
around school. The world, most countries around the world actually speak English. Like, for example, like the I can be an air traffic controller anywhere in the world because the standard language is English. So you know that. Most places you can kind of get away with it.
You can get away with simple English.
Yeah. But
when you go out into the boonies where you know you're in a real, real third world countries or real third world.
Better figure it out quick.
Living. You gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick to major cities.
I just feel like why are we working so hard to protect oppressors when we don't protect the oppressed? That doesn't make sense to me. And why are we allowing it in this day and age with House, Senate, and presidency? Why are we like this to go through? Why is this even on the table?
It's because of critical race theory. It's because of Republicans want to push back against something else that they really don't need to push back against, or even create a law. Like this is all a, what do they call it? A ruse, a Russian, you know, the Russian shell game, where, you know, there's something bigger lying on, actually there's something smaller lying underneath the bigger picture here. So it's just all a ploy to get your attention to something else and to get you riled up for something like this.
What if this is all to like transfer everything to the metaverse?
What?
what if the distraction is so that everything can be transferred to the have you I'm getting way off topic.
You're getting way off topic. Yeah. And I was like,
I went left. I know. What
the hell's metaverse got to do with critical race theory?
Game? I don't know, but see, but I'm just thinking about other shit that's going on, and plus yesterday I finally got to play with the Oculus. That shit is on some Ready Player One type shit for real. Like,
it really is. It really is, and you know what? It's come a long way. Again, like a long time ago in the 90s, we had that shit. It wasn't on the scale of what it is right now.
Yeah, this is.
I think
Nintendo Jeff said focus, Rob.
I think Nintendo tried it, and it was like a red,
Samsung tried it with the VR glasses.
I'm talking about like in the 90s. Like they tried virtual reality. There was one gaming system, and it was like red. I don't remember the name of it. But
I don't remember that. But
I remember going, me and Chef going to Blockbuster to freaking play that shit when Blockbusters were open.
Yeah. I remember Oculus.
It was crazy.
But no, that Oculus shit, and this, what I see happening in the metaverse.
Yeah.
This shit's about to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very interesting.
It's on some, like, literally, if you've seen the movie Player One, that is what's about to happen. Yeah, where you have, think about it. They literally, their advertising was the Oculus. That's all they did.
Yeah.
They gave out, I think, like 100,000 of them to influencers and had them try it out and post about it. That's it.
Virtual Boy. That's what it was called. It wasn't
Virtual Boy?
Yeah. Nintendo called it. It's Virtual Boy.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was made back in the 90s. It was the ultimate VR headset buyer's guide. And this was the infancy of Oculus.
But have you played with Oculus yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Dude, it's on some next level to where you can no bullshit, like, grab stuff and, like, nigga, I was playing table tennis. I could paddle, throw the ball in there and hit it, like, for real. Like, it was crazy.
So the way Virtual Boy was set up, and the way it actually had, you remember the movie Johnny Mnemonic with what's his name? Keanu Reeves. Johnny Mnemonic. It's on Netflix. You gotta check it out. It's an old, like, before The Matrix, before he was famous with The Matrix. Mm-hmm. This is one of his first movies, and it's kind of like the same thing. So he puts on this little VR headset. He actually has these gloves, and he can do whatever, you know, whatever he's doing with his hands in the movie.
And it's coming through VR.
It's coming through VR. Nintendo actually developed that, and that you actually had a glove that you would put on. You can either, like, use a controller, or you can put on a glove, and it had all these wires and stuff, and it connected to the back of the headset. I'm gonna send you the picture of it.
And yeah, I gotta see this shit, because that sounds fucking dope.
Yeah, this shit was, again, like, it was created in the 90s.
Wow.
It just didn't take off very well because the gaming systems were in its infancy. Mm. And the technology and the hardware or the software wasn't there. Now it is. And now Oculus is kind of taking off. But
this shit is like, it's no bullshit. Like, you can walk around a room. You can actually, like, in your house, you can draw the line of where your playing area is.
Oh, shit.
And walk through
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, I was in my grandmother's house, right? Because she has it. And I mapped out, like, I went in detail. So I went, like, through the whole living room. Yeah. And was, like, playing all over the living room, bro. Like, walking in rooms and shit.
Uh-huh.
Actual walking.
Uh-huh.
Walking through rooms.
So I gotta see this and see how it actually works, because that's insane.
It's trippy as fuck. And then when you're setting it up, you first go to set it up, it has cameras that can see, like, you can have the shit on, but you can see where you're going.
You can see where you go. Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. And, like, I was, if you can actually see where you're actually going.
But that's only for setup. So when you're setting it up, you can do that, right? Yeah. Once you draw out where you're gonna be playing,
your play area,
your play goes all VR.
Wow.
So, dude, and bro, when I tell you, and, like, it was crazy, was I knew where the table was at.
Yeah.
To put the little controllers down.
Yeah.
So it's like, it looked like I was reaching through the wall. And this shit was crazy, bro. Like, I had a good ass. I told my wife, I was like, look, if I get this shit, I'm gonna be locked into this all day. All fucking day.
Damn, that's why I'm scared to even get one, because
But see, the great thing about it is, it's not just for, like, video games and shit. Like, you can create with it.
You can do everything. I saw this one dude painting, like, a mural of Spider-Man, like, on a wall, on a digital wall. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it was, like, really, really good.
Like the and quality the crazy of part,
yeah.
The crazy part about that is,
he's gonna be able to sell
Gation that. Is already a digital art form, so yep. Now it can become an NFT and people can buy it.
Yep, people can buy it and it can cost money. He can actually sell it.
Be and like, actually, hey,
this is a space that I made. And it's up for sale. Anybody who wants it in their digital living room, you can have it and put it up for sale.
No bullshit. You're gonna have people all over the world, like interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, come to the cafe, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sit with me and chill or whatever. Yeah. Like it's bro.
Yeah, you can eventually go out. Well, not really go out, but be in your house. Go hang out with friends.
Yes.
Cross seas.
And watch movies.
Watch like
real shit.
And then like the way that they're gonna integrate it is like it's gonna be so integrated, like people can be on their phone and be with another person that's in the metaverse somewhere else.
Yeah. Y'all
can interact with each other.
Bro, you can be virtually dating through this bitch, bro.
Yes.
Like real shit. Let's go on a date. Where are we going? To this movie theater. Bow. I'm in Japan, bitch. How I'm supposed to feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, this shit about to be crazy.
And you know what?
I know, Chef, I know what I'm doing on transition. I got that.
Yeah, if Google can get their shit together and actually, there's a whole bunch of laws that are blocking the Google Glasses, the Google Frames, or remember Google Glass? That's what it was.
Google Glass.
Yeah. There's a lot of places that blocked that shit from happening because it was an invasion of privacy. But
yeah,
I think
if they could have got rid of the privacy part of it, that would have been the first metaverse.
Yeah, that definitely is, and I think they're on their way to kind of. They're easing their way into it. Once metaverse is like fully integrated a little bit and people like it becomes a norm, I think people are not going to really look past it. And there's going to be like fail safe to kind of like block certain things. Like if you go into a certain store, you can't see a certain thing. It's like auto blocked because of a privacy. Like you can't see the server or it'll, if the server is there, they can put like a screen up, like, That's something easy you can do. Like, you know how we got those screen protectors for people from coughing on each other and stuff? You can digitally make that, and it won't pick up anything behind it. It'll act as a green screen. That's how you can protect your workers' privacy and all that stuff. This shit's really, really sophisticated.
Yeah.
So you can walk in.
Other uses for this shit. Like, you can really, like, conduct business on this motherfucker.
Yeah, you could,
like, real shit, have meetings. Mm-hmm. Be like, all right, everybody, let's get together in the metaverse at the tabernacle over on 52nd. Like, bro,
like,
don't even have to leave the crib. Don't have to have nothing on.
People already don't like clocking in to work anyway. A lot of people work from home right now.
Doing this, I'm gonna have the first business straight VR. Like, straight VR. You can be anywhere in the world with me. You understand me? That's make that shit happen. And then the crazy part about this is the Oculus is only like $300. It ain't like it's like,
it's not
$1,000. It's not that expensive. I mean, for some people, it may be, but it's not that expensive to where everyone can have it.
It's cheaper than buying a phone, honestly.
Facts. Matter of fact, you can sell your phone and get one of these bitches. Hey, so we gotta talk about Microsoft, man, and what they're doing in the gaming world. Microsoft is about to become the juggernaut of gaming. Like the
definitely are.
What's a big name for some like they're about to become moguls.
They're about to become Disney of the gaming world.
Yes.
They just picked up Microsoft picked up How many games? They picked up Activision.
They're in the process of picking up Activision.
But there were companies that they bought before. Let me look it up real quick.
They bought
the company that makes shoot, what's the kids? What are the kids playing nowadays?
Because Call of Duty is on Activision.
Yeah.
I forget the other gaming platforms. only ones that I really like is like Division, Call of Duty, and EA Sports. That's all sports. But EA Sports, they can't get EA Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't get Activision. Oh, they bought Blizzard. Oh, Activision is part of Blizzard. What was that other company?
So they bought, it says, oh shit, Xbox, Activision, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Fuck. it's not a console war, it's a content war.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's this.
Okay,
this...
here it is. So they own Bethesda Studios, which is Xbox. The company that makes King, they're all under Microsoft now. King is in charge of doing Candy Crush.
Oh shit!
All those mobile games.
So they're going.
That's all under Microsoft now. World of Warcraft. I don't know who's still all playing that.
Oh, World of Warcraft is still huge.
Yeah, it's still huge. And Fortnite, that's the company. Yeah, the company that makes Fortnite. It's all under Microsoft now. That's why it's such a big deal. Because Microsoft is out here collecting freaking gaming IPs and companies like they're fucking Infinity Stones.
But you know what though? I don't know with this metaverse shit.
Yo,
it might be null and void.
Well,
you can play Call of Duty on the Oculus shit.
Yeah, you can play. I mean, so Microsoft doesn't own like all of Activision right now. You can play it on multiple platforms, but if they wanted to, they could make it PC, Microsoft, or Xbox exclusive only. And that's what the other gaming industry is worried about. And I don't think that's what is going to happen.
That limits their money.
Definitely does. What they're doing is setting up the stage for the metaverse. So they can be the top dogs in the metaverse when it comes to gaming.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of
sense.
This
is a boss. This is a boss move.
This is a power move.
Power move. So again, like people can talk about this and say what they want. Like, okay, it's just a gaming studio. It's just games, video games. Like, well, no, it's bigger than that. This is $1 billion companies,
bro. Gaming is a $1 trillion industry.
Yeah, and they just bought. Okay, so Microsoft bought Activision. You know how much money they bought them for?
$16 billion.
Billion with a B.
The B.
It was $69 billion.
It was
supposed to be $70 billion, and they bought them for 69. Just to be, they're like, okay, we'll sell it to you guys for 70 billion. Well, they offered, Microsoft offered $70 billion, and then Activision came back, we'll sell it for 69 billion just to be dicks.
Damn. Oh, Chef said they didn't buy Fortnite, they bought Overwatch.
Overwatch. What not? I gotta check that. I gotta find it, because I was thinking of Fortnite. And
but $70 billion but see that means if they bought it for 70 million, they think 140 billion.
Yeah, definitely.
Minimum, they double their money. That's their ROI. They gotta make 100% ROI. That's they've been doing this shit for years, so they know what the fuck they're doing. They're not doing this shit for nothing. So
ain't no punk. He stepped down, didn't he?
Bill Gates stepped down. Yeah. But still,
Epic Studios is the company that makes Fortnite, and they also make other mobile games as well. Like every single mobile game that's popping, Epic Games has created it.
Wow, really? I thought that was I may be wrong. Though this is major. So now they take over. Oh my god, if they put all, because I think Metaverse is about to be the big the world. I believe that this is actually because there's so many uses for it, not just gaming. Because you think about it this way, right? The Brooklyn Nets just became the first professional team to go virtual. So now you can watch a Brooklyn Nets game as if you're in front row seats with Oculus.
To be exact, it was $68.7 billion.
Damn.
So they rounded up. It's actually 69. It is 69 billion, but $68.7 billion. That's an ungodly amount of freaking money, man. Like
the fact that, but they crazy. Got it
for Activision. And again, it's like it's not
Activision is major. Oh, that's again, huge.
Activision is pretty big, but they were starting to lose. They were starting to lose money because the content that they were putting out with Call of Duty was getting really repetitive, and people were like, okay, like what's next, is what's getting old, and they weren't like they lost Destiny as their IP.
Oh shit!
That happened like 2 years ago.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So how much I gained.
yeah, that was 2 years ago. So now, the creators of Destiny, they're their own studio now. They're not under Activision anymore. And the game is so much better because of it.
Wow. So.
And a lot of companies were trying to leave Activision because of that, because they saw the success that Destiny was doing. They're like, oh, they're their own studio now. But, you know, they don't have the big bucks, the big budgeting for like advertising. They don't get all of this money and all of this support that Activision gave them, so they have to come up with the stuff on their own. But Bungie's a pretty big studio by itself anyway.
Yeah. But you know what's even crazier about that $68.7 billion deal?
What?
The fact that if Activision sold their company for $8.7 billion. However, they still control it.
Yes.
Which means the creators of Activision are still like they
CEO. Got a check the CEO just got a fucking check, and you know how he's splitting that up with everybody. He's not. He's barely gonna split anything, because you know he's a majority shareholder. Yeah. He's gonna give that money to his shareholders in the company. Look,
y'all split this 49. Y'all split this 49%.
What we gonna do with the $68 billion? What do you mean we? I don't speak French.
First of all, I
don't speak French. I don't speak French. Yeah. I speak American. I did this. I got $68 billion.
Hey, I want to say like Snoop Dogg. Last but not least, I want to thank me for like believing in me. Shit ain't possible. Okay. But like, yeah, he ain't splitting that shit. That shit came all in his pocket, and he living his Jeff Bezos life right now.
Yeah, he sure is.
If y'all ain't seen Jeff Bezos live his best life, that Jeff shit is Bezos gracious.
Out there. Out here, like
he done got in shape. He done he done took hella hoes out to the beach.
Yo, like, real. So the two richest guys in the world, they're the most eligible bachelors right now. They about to have a real hot boy summer.
Facts.
They're about to show you what
City really Boys is City up Boys this summer. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
City Boys are up right now. And, you know what, what's crazy is that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, ain't nobody doing like him, man.
ain't nobody going to space on a Tuesday. Ain't nobody doing it like them, man.
For real.
Yo, they got this. That's disgusting money right there.
Disgusting is the right word. It's like he could take $1 million and be like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like this. What, a million? Hey, Blake. Get this away from me. That's pocket change.
Wait a minute. Hey, go like real shit. Going to like restaurants and shit. Be like, yeah, Mr. Bezos, that bill will be $49 million. Okay.
Was
that supposed to scare me a bit? Like,
oh my god!
I want that. I want that so bad. I don't want that.
I don't want those problems, man. At all.
Yo,
I just want a fraction. I want a fraction of it, dude.
I want the whole thing. Give me the whole enchilada. You know what Shaq does when he goes to a restaurant?
You said what?
You know what Shaq does when he goes to a restaurant?
No, what?
So Shaq said he's a big tipper, right?
Yeah.
When he goes to a restaurant, he says, hey, the faster I get my food, the bigger the tip will be, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the night when they're done eating and everything, he asked the waiter how much you want as a tip. Swear to God. And what? He was like, the most he's gotten so far was like $4,000.
What?
Somebody asked him for $4,000 tip. He was like, all right, cool. There you go.
Gave $4,000 for it.
Yes, as a tip. That's the type of fucking money. That's the type of where you can be like, nigga, I ain't got 400 to give you. 4,000?
4,000? You want a $4,000 tip?
Man.
Oh my god.
He said every time he go to Walmart or Target or anything like that, he has to something. He has to. Breaks it where he eat at fast. No.
For real.
Facts.
I remember this one story. Shaq was saying that like he just moved to, I think it was like Arizona or something. Yeah. He went to a Walmart and he didn't have nothing in his apartment or in his house. So he went to Walmart, bought all new clothes.
And had a $70,000 bill.
Yeah. And he charged it on his card and they wouldn't clear it through. They're like, somebody's trying to use your card at Walmart for $75,000. Did you authorize this? Yeah, it's me. I'm at Walmart.
What are you doing for $70,000 at Walmart?
The answer was like, don't worry about what I'm doing at Walmart.
It's authorized charge.
Authorize my charge, bitch. It's my money and I want it now.
Hey, be like JG Wentworth, goddamn it, give me my money. Yo, the fact that there are actually real people out here who can do that.
Yeah. That's crazy. A $3,000 tip from Jeff Bezos is fucking nothing.
Like, that is like that's like it. Giving a that's penny
all,
away.
That's
like
that's all you want. That's all like, you want. $3,000. That's all you want. Okay.
I really thought he
reaches into his pocket and be like, okay, here you go.
Not even the whole thing. He pulls out like a couple bills. There you go. That's what you said you wanted.
Yeah.
Bro. But the funny thing is, right? So back in 09, something like that, right? 08, 09, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos was doing an interview in his car. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, they had the GoPros and everything set up or cameras and everything set up and they were, you know, driving or whatever. And the interviewer was like, your net worth is roughly about a couple billion dollars, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He was like, I say that to say this. What the fuck is with the Honda? Like he was driving a Honda and like an old one, like a 90s.
Yeah.
Honda Accord. He was like, what's with the Honda, man? He was like, hey, this is a perfectly good car. But he was like, but later on in the interview, he was like, I mean, yeah, I've got the Rolls Royces and the Lamborghinis and all that other stuff, but this like keeps me down to earth. The fact that something that a lot of people don't even have in the Honda Accord, you have just to keep you humble.
Yeah.
When you make a decision, when you make
and that's the type of millionaire that I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be like, I still got, like, I'm out here looking for 1998 Civics. I'm out here actively searching for the cars.
You gonna buy it from like a high schooler and be like, he be like, aren't you fucking?
Yeah, let me buy that car from you. Here's $5,000. Cash.
Right. Sir, it's only worth about $1,200. I said $5,000.
I said 5 G's right now. You want it or not?
You want it or not? Put it towards your college fund.
You want it or not?
Bro. Oh, God. That type of money. Yeah. Anyway, we got to move on. So let's talk about Black Panther. Black Panther 2, ladies and gentlemen, is finally back into film mode. Following a very unfortunate accident with Letitia Wright, where she was injured on a stunt. She is now recovered and filming has resumed. We all know, of course, that we lost Chadwick Boseman, last year, and what was going to happen with Black Panther, whether it was going to continue or who was going to be, was it going to be recast or what was going to happen with it? We still don't know, but we do know that it's being filmed as we speak. So hopefully we'll get that information, whether, and if they, I think they should really follow the comics with this one, because technically his sister is supposed to become Black Panther anyway.
And I think that's the route that they're going to go with, or what they're trying to lean toward, and having her be the taking over in the mantle. I don't think that they're going to like CGI Chadwick Boseman into the movie. That's what they said.
That would be disgusting. Don't do that, please.
What they're going to do, they still have like some voiceovers from him, from other lines that he did that they're going to implement.
That would be dope. That would be really dope.
And, you know, that's what they're gonna have, like, probably like in the beginning of the movie to kind of explain what actually happened. I even overheard that there's gonna be a possibility that he actually had a son that happened during the 6 year blip, and and his son is actually.
But he disappeared.
He did disappear, but the time, there's a 2 year gap between what happened in Black Panther, then Infinity War. He was still getting it on with his girl. He didn't blip. She actually stayed alive. So 6 years goes by. So
he got a 6 year old son.
Let's just say his son was already born. Was probably like two or an infant at that time when he disappeared.
So now he like 7 or 8.
7 or 8. That's what people are speculating on what's gonna happen.
That would be dope.
and they probably are gonna mess up the timeline to where he's like actually gonna be like 10 years old, maybe
15.
That's 10 years old. And be like, okay, and people will do the math. They'd be like, okay, there's no way that.
But you know, they're gonna fast forward. Yeah, they're gonna, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, the end game, or you know, Thanos was killed 7 years ago or some shit like that.
Right. So, and again, like with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they're not staying to the comics. They're using the comics as source material and they're creating new material. That's what's going on in the Marvel comic universe right now. It's like, if you're paying attention to what's going on in the comics right now, it's all new stories. They're just revamped and told differently to match what's going on in the Marvel universe now. So ever since Disney bought Marvel out a long time ago, and now Marvel Studios is all together, for the most part, under one roof, and that's under Kevin Feige, Marvel Comics, Marvel Animated, Marvel, all that shit. Disney, It's come together and it's all going to be like one unified front. So it's kind of like the metaverse,
which is why Spider-Man was the way that it was.
So, and again, yeah, that's exactly why Spider-Man was, but that's a deal between Marvel and Sony. Sony right. still owns the rights to Spider-Man, all the properties of Spider-Man. I wish Spider-Man wasn't that successful. Honestly,
why?
Because if it wasn't, then that would have shown that Sony doesn't know what they're doing, and Marvel has leverage to buy the rights back to Spider-Man. I don't think Sony would give them up
because they don't need to.
That's a huge cash cow.
And here's the thing: Sony is never going to give up Spider-Man.
They're never going to give him up,
especially since. And I don't think Marvel really necessarily, because they already have a partnership. They're like, all right,
look. Yeah, we have a cool partnership. Yeah, but again, like if Sony gets greedy and be like, well, we don't want to share it with y'all anymore. Y'all do your own thing. I was like, okay.
That would fuck up the whole thing.
But
that would fuck up Spider-Man. That would fuck up Sony. It would
fuck up Spider-Man. And again, like Marvel doesn't care.
Sony.
They can build, they build empires off of B, C rated characters.
True.
Captain America was a B list character. Iron Man, who the fuck was Iron Man? Dude, like reading comic books, like Iron Man was a B rated. The Avengers overall were B list Marvel superheroes growing up. Like, I was like, this is going to be a flop when the Avengers came out. When I was like, okay, Iron Man, what the fuck? Thor? Are you serious? Thor? Probably the only person that people knew about was the Hulk. And it was only because, you know, he came out in the 70s. Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk in live action TV. And that was the only thing people like were familiar with. But Iron Man, freaking Doctor Strange, all of these B-list characters. Doctor Strange? I actually had to learn about Doctor Strange before.
I was gonna say I don't even think I knew about him in comics at all as a kid.
Dog. Moon Knight. Now we're gonna have a Moon Knight TV show. Who the fuck is Moon Knight?
I have no idea.
I found out about Moon Knight like 2 years ago.
I still don't know about him.
Moon Knight is old in the comics as the '70s. Wow. He's like true. If you call yourself a Marvel geek or a Marvel aficionado, and you tell me that you know about Moon Knight, I'm gonna call you a bold-faced liar. Don't know about you.
Fucking lie. Don't nobody know about the goddamn Moon Knight.
like I still got a whole bunch of Marvel comics that I collected as a child, and none of them had Moon Knight.
Here's over 30 years. Hey, you gonna watch this Moon Knight? Oh yeah, everybody know about Moon Knight.
I know about Moon Knight, all this shit. No,
what'd he
no,
do? No. You know what I'm saying?
I just found out like all about his split personalities that he has, and their names of their split. Yeah. Moon Knight is gonna be lit, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yo, the trailer. If you haven't seen the trailer for the Disney Plus TV show, is gonna be lit. And they picked the awesome actor for him.
Okay,
cool. Awesome.
I know I'm still waiting on Black Adam, but you know.
Yeah, we're gonna be waiting a while for Black Adam.
Yeah, I ain't
but I'm not, you know what, DC has turned the game up, and you know, we're getting into the topic that I wanted to talk about, which is geek culture. Marvel and DC. DC is definitely stepping up the pace with their production. The new Batman is coming out.
Are they making another one?
Oh, you haven't seen? Oh man. Mm. So it's gonna be a spin on the early years of Batman. So like year one, year two.
When he was younger?
Yeah, when he was younger, like just starting out as Batman. Okay. Like he's younger. So you know who they have as the Batman, right?
Patterson. It's a kid. Robert Patterson.
Robert Patterson. Yeah. So they got.
When they said it, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. But when you see this, you look at the trailer, bro. It looks good. Looks good as Batman. Like he pulls it off, bro. He's very, very convincing.
And I would have rather.
They're going with a really, really dark and gritty Batman.
I would have rathered the character for Christian Grey be Batman. I thought that would have been a much better fit.
But I honestly, in my opinion, I think this is going to be a one-off. It may get a second movie, but they're bringing back the original Batman. Well, not the original, but 1989 Batman or 1990 Batman.
Are they bringing in Joker?
No. No, no, no. They haven't said anything about that.
If they bring in, everyone in the world wants this Joker.
Which Joker? Fucking
the dude from Spider-Man, the
Green Goblin?
Goblin. That dude as the Joker. I have wanted him as a Joker.
Man, no. I think he pulled off a really convincing a redemption for the Green Goblin in this last movie.
Yes.
Like, yo, he was
incredible,
menace.
Wasn't it?
Yo, he was a menace, dog. I was like, yo, I didn't know Green Goblin got down like that.
And he was fucking Spider-Man up.
Yo, and that's how he gets down in the comic books, though.
Yeah.
He's actually stronger than Spider-Man. And I was like, no way. Yeah. And he was whooping the shit out of him. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Putting them through floors of the
buildings. Dog.
It was brutal, bro.
Rock bottomed them through four floors. I was like, yeah.
He was bodying Spider-Man, not gonna lie. If you haven't seen the new Spider-Man, ladies and gentlemen,
what are you doing?
Spoiling it. Oh, well.
What are you doing?
You've
had plenty of time.
Yeah, I don't care. We wanted to get, we was gonna get you motherfuckers 3 days, but yeah. KG hadn't seen it.
I gave you guys a week heads up.
Yeah, that shit was. Oh, that was a great movie. Anyway,
good movie.
But did you hear that? What's the name did better than it?
What? Ain't no movie did better than Spider-Man.
Yeah, there was
last year. No.
No. Then there was a movie that did better than Spider-Man. Eternals? No, hell no.
Yeah, but sounds like you out of your mind.
What just came out? It was a movie that just came out that did better than Spider-Man in the box office.
Not Matrix.
No, it was. Scream did better Scream did better than Spider-Man did.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, really? Now I don't like scary movies, but I want to go see it now.
Yeah. I didn't, I wasn't really too crazy about wanting to go see it. But
since when I heard it did better, I was like, oh, it's got to be something.
Something going on. All right. So to kind of recap on Marvel stuff before we go, we're currently in phase four of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you got to catch up before the last three projects will come out that'll wrap up phase four. So we got left Thor, Love and Thunder,
okay,
Blade.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's gonna be a TV show or it's going to be a movie. It's still not to be announced. It's still to be announced. And Fantastic Four. Mm. And I think they just moved the schedule around, but let me double check.
So when are they going to introduce?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, here's the revised schedule. So we already had Hawkeye. Doctor Strange is going to be in March. Mm-hmm. Thor, Love and Thunder, May 6th.
Yes.
Right. Wakanda Forever is scheduled for July. I think it might get pushed. But that's July of this year. The Marvels, November.
The Marvels, like the Captain Marvel?
Yeah. So it's going to be a list of, it's going to be an all-female cast. So you got, Captain Marvel is, you know, as Captain Marvel. Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. So she's yet to be brought in. And then Monica Rambeau. Is it Monica Rambeau? She was in WandaVision.
Okay.
So the black chick. So so she's gonna be in that movie as well. And then you got Moon Knight. You got the rest of the TV shows: Moon Knight, She-Hulk, I Am Groot. Yeah. I Am Groot, and then the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. So those, that's 2022.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That's phase four.
That's pretty much phase four.
Okay.
I think the end of phase four is probably, or the beginning of phase five is the Marvels, honestly.
Okay.
Wakanda Forever is probably the last movie for phase four. And it's basically everything in phase four kind of sets up phase five, which is setting up Secret Invasion, the next Avengers movie. And we're probably not going to see an Avengers movie until 2024.
Damn. Possibly.
Yeah, because
that's okay.
Yeah, Fantastic Four is still to be announced. The Blade TV show is still to be announced. Ironheart is still to be announced. Armor Wars is still to be announced. Secret Invasion, which is going to be
y'all got to understand, this is millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, like
in just production.
This isn't going any, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Not at all.
Marvel is going to stay. Like it's going to be forever in your life. So you might as well get Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
that was a shameless plug.
Yeah, Disney Plus is mandatory. Matter of fact, speaking of
subscriptions, share somebody's
that Netflix shit. That shit about to go.
Yeah, Netflix about to go.
Cause not only did they raise their prices, out of the fucking blue, but they're taking away so many good fucking movies.
Yep,
like really good, like shit. But they took away Bad Boys 2. That's why I was heated then.
And some of their comedies are like really, really old or played out. Mm-hmm. They're not really that good anymore. And they're not making as much comedy specials anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and right after Dave Chappelle stuff, like I honestly think people stuck around because of Dave Chappelle. But if they don't pick up anything that he does anymore, and they decide to like kind of shy away from Dave Chappelle's material, people are going to start leaving in droves because it's ridiculously expensive to still maintain a Netflix account. Better than cable, though. It's still better than cable, but it's just not.
But if you add up, because like me and my wife, we got damn near all of them. If you add up all of the subscriptions for like Netflix, Hulu, Sling, Paramount Plus,
Amazon Disney Prime.
Plus, Amazon Prime, Discovery Plus,
yeah.
All those, all this more. Got
Discovery Plus,
it comes with Disney. Like,
oh yeah,
there's more. Like HBO Max, we got HBO Max.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, HBO Max. Yeah.
There's so many different streaming services. If you add them all together, it costs more than cable.
Yeah,
it costs fucking more than cable. And mind you, we don't have cable. We just have Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And a bunch of fucking subscriptions.
Yep. Yep.
If they, I need somebody. This is what, look, if you're in the business, this is what I need you to do. Package together all the subscriptions that I need to watch everything that I want at one price.
One price.
I need to pay it all at once.
Yeah, or a custom select bundle.
Yes, like, a bundle.
This is what I want, and I want to pay this price for it.
Yes, make that shit like Progressive.
Boy, you know what? And who needs to come up with that? If the cable companies want to stay in business, that's what they should do.
I'm gonna pitch that idea. You heard it here first. Perfect Balance Podcast, Big Rob. Okay,
Cox,
DirecTV, AT&T. Cox, all y'all. If you heard it. If you start doing it, I'm claiming copyright infringement.
Yep.
Because I put it on there first.
If they partner up with all the other apps and be like, hey, you know what? You guys want more customers? Let's do a deal.
Yep.
We offer your streaming service through our network. Our paying customers will get access to your app through us.
But the crazy part is they already do that for some.
But it's not.
It's only like a limited time. Yeah. So it's like a 1 year. You get a one year free subscription. Right. Make that shit a monthly price. I'll pay monthly. I don't get it. $80 a month.
People already paying way more than enough for subscriptions, and people are gonna be tired of it.
The other thing is, real tired of it,
and because like a lot of people gonna not stand for this Netflix prices, and they're gonna drop them. Mm-hmm. Hulu's gonna start to pick up. HBO's gonna start to pick up. Disney Plus, they're already getting.
And here's the other thing, I need one profile.
Yeah.
One. I don't need, if I got seven subscriptions, I need seven profiles with seven different passes. Fuck that. Yeah. I need one profile that unlocks all of them motherfuckers at the same time. And if you want to get rid of people sharing their Netflix passwords and all this other shit, make it so that it's only connected to IP.
Connected by IP address. Yeah, and it was like that. But now they reverted back, because I'm not saying I'm sharing Netflix with somebody and, you know, I pay for something else. But
see, I'm always the one that I'm sharing my shit. I got to pay for it. Niggas don't be paying me.
So I pay for a subscription, and then my homeboy, he pays for another one, and we both share different stuff. So
y'all both paying for it, so it don't matter.
We're both paying for something.
Yeah.
we're both paying for something, so you know, I'm just not paying for one thing.
But I don't like that. If they can make that one big mm-hmm. subscription with one fee and one profile, it would be so much easier. And I could just, because I'm sick, and everything comes out of the day.
Yeah,
to come out on the second, and Hulu will come out on the fifth. And fucking Sling will come out on the 16th. It's like, bro, come on, man. Just come out at the same time, same day, because I got the money this day.
Yep.
And if I don't pay the shit, exactly. Shut all of it off.
Yeah, man, that should be like when it be hitting my bank account, I'm like, yo, whoa.
Wait a minute. Because y'all hit me on the day that I didn't have it. Like,
exactly.
And it's never consistent. It'd be one thing if they hit me the same day every month, it's sporadic. So they gonna get you before the 30.
Yeah,
they gonna get you before the 30. Some bullshit. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's our time. I'd like to say thank you to all of our listeners out there. Everybody watching this on the Facebook Live, bro. We appreciate y'all. We love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Comment and keep liking, keep subscribing. If you're listening to this on YouTube, appreciate y'all as well. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to this video.
Hey.
And yeah, keep following us, please, because we need it. If you listen to this on Twitch, we appreciate y'all as well. We love
appreciate
y'all as well.
Appreciate
keep
y'all.
What you guys are doing. You guys are incredible. These are getting better. So, because we just getting started. You feel me? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Perfectly Balanced Podcast. Just a panel of brown people having good conversations over here. I'm your host, Rob Wells. Got in the building.
Yo, it's me, KG, aka Dr. Graves, no PhD. We in the building. I'm the resident DJ for the day. And we here. And we always dropping bars. Hey, Chef.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it, man. We will see y'all Thursday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, all right?
Yo, Chef, the next time you ask me for something, and we don't really need your opinion, this is what I'm gonna say. Hey, we out.
Yo, hey, we'll see y'all next time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes another episode of the Perfectly Balanced Podcast. To listen to previous episodes just like this, log into any podcasting platform out there, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Anchor, Spotify, any podcasting platform out there. We are on there. Search for Perfectly Balanced Podcast. Also, Now, starting season 3, we'll be doing our live broadcasting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Log in to Facebook and search for Perfectly Balanced Podcast. We have 2 pages, ladies and gentlemen. We have 1 page that you can just follow and interact with us, and then we have a fan page. The fan page is where we'll be going live, so make sure you like the fan page, Perfectly Balanced Podcast, all one word, no spaces. Also, you can now go to perfectlybalancedpodcast.com and go cop the merch. We got plenty of stuff available for anyone and everyone out there. Also, we are looking for advertisers. If you would like to advertise on the Perfectly Balanced Podcast, make sure you hit us up. Hit us up. Facebook, Instagram, email, whatever you want to do, hit us up. We are looking for people to advertise. If you have a business, make sure you hit us up so we can get your commercial on the show. All right? We'll see you in the next one. Peace.